Hey, Howie Jacobson here. If you know my work, you know that I've written a couple of books with Josh Lajani, who's been a huge influence on me, has helped inform my coaching practice and a lot of what I do in the world. Josh and his family and his community are hurting right now from Hurricane Ida. I hadn't talked to him in a couple of days. I was getting worried, and then he called me this morning. He's on the road out looking for fuel outside the area that was most affected by the storm. So we chatted for a bit, and then I held my phone up to my microphone and recorded a YouTube video of us talking, where he's talking about the situation and humbling himself, appealing for help, appealing for people who already know him, trust him, and want to funnel their money directly to people who need it for food, for fuel, for ice, you know, just this basics of survival, ways to do that. So the video is up on YouTube, and I've got some QR codes there. I'll also post QR codes in the show notes for this brief episode of the Plant Yourself podcast. So whatever app you're listening to this on, you can just sort of find the show notes and scroll down and click on those, and you'll see images that you can then scan with your phone. I'm not sure how you do it if it's on your phone, but one way or another, we'll figure this out. You can always go to the Sick to Fit YouTube channel or Plant Yourself or Sick to Fit on Facebook, and I'll include links there as well. Anyway, here's the audio of that conversation that I had with Josh just an hour ago. Hey, I've got Josh Lajani on the phone. I haven't been able to get in touch with him for a couple of days because the communications and the power's been down, but he's driving outside the area to pick up gas and supplies and to make calls. Josh, you there?
Yeah.
So tell us, like, this is for people who want to help out. Like, what's going on the ground, just briefly?
Well, it's the worst I've ever seen as far as hurricane damage in my town. And honestly, we lucked out. It could have been hella worse. Down the bayou, cut off La Rose, Lockport, Raceland, got absolutely demolished. But we had it. It's still the worst I've ever seen in my life up north in Thibodaux and Jack Bay area. It's pretty rough. And so, as you may or may not know, I'm the manager of a trailer park that my grandfather built in the early 80s, and we have a lot of good human beings who are, you know, cashiers at service stations and work for wastewater and plumbers and utility workers and just regular folks out at our trailer park that have been tenants of ours for all my life. It's what I've done all my life. And I would say in the neighborhood of 20 people have lost everything. And I don't know a way to help, but I'm going to be helping with everything that I have to try to get back some semblance of normality. And if you want to join me, I would like to share my a way for you to do that. It would go a long way towards us, fuel and ice and tree, like, equipment to pull trees and chainsaws and like all of these different things and things to pay people cash, because all these out of state contractors are going to be swooping it in with capacity to help, but they're not going to do it for free, and so it's going to cost a lot on everybody's it's going to be a big burden on everyone. But if you want to be able to help the immediate needs of people who have lost everything, who don't have a lot to begin with, and you trust that I'm going to do the right thing, we would appreciate anything that you can do to pitch in. I'm not going to do a bunch of these things. I'm not going to beg for help. But I also want to humble myself and be open for help, because we're going to need it.
Right. And so you'll get me an image of a QR code so that people can Venmo. If they don't have Venmo, do you do PayPal as well?
I have PayPal and Cash App as well. I'll give you both of those.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people who want to help want to make sure it goes to, you know, a registered charity. I'm sure a lot of people are giving to the Red Cross. But right now, you're the one, right? Like, just like this is like the day after the day after.
Right.
And there's people who need stuff and there's no infrastructure to get it to them, right?
That's right. That's right. Right now, I mean, are we seeing FEMA mobilize? I've seen, as I'm driving west on Highway 90 to go find fuel that we don't have to wait hours in line for, I'm seeing pole trucks and power line assets from other electric companies coming in, and everybody's descending on the Bayou Parishes right now, and it's beautiful, and there's still even more that's needed in the immediate future for people who lost everything in their closet and refrigerator and living room, and, you know, their entire world is gone and they can't afford. They were stretching it to go spend the night at a hotel in Lafayette to begin with to get out of here, you know. So those things are real and present, and I think the word's hard to get out right now because communication is so sketchy down there, especially down the bayou. It's really rough. So if people are interested and they want to look on the internet, Google where La Rose, Louisiana is, where Lockport, Louisiana is, and see what you can do to help them people too. they got hit really bad.
All right. And so there's no power now, right?
No power. It'll probably be a few weeks for us, I would imagine. At least, best case scenario, we get power in a week. It would be like, oh, we'd all be cheering. Uh-huh. But I doubt very seriously that's going to happen. And then we're close to a substation where we live, where our trailer park is. So that's for us. For other people, it may be 2-3 weeks. Who knows? It may be, who knows?
All right. And people are having to decide between, you know, paying their bills or spending an extra day in a motel somewhere with power, with AC,
right,
with running water.
Or even if they have a generator, they'll all let them borrow. They can't find the gas, or they don't have the means to drive themselves to New Iberia to go get gas, or whatever the case. Because, I don't know how you're supposed to get gas right now if you don't have a car, because the lines are like a mile long.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't imagine a person's going to stand in a car line with two cans of gas to go get gas for their generator for their elderly mama who's destitute and morbidly ill, you know? Like, that's the situations we live in. This is a real world with real consequences and real people. We already were in the most unhealthy state in the country. So that's just like with COVID, it's wrapped into the repercussions of these types of things, you know?
Right. So just because a lot of, you know, there's not a large body count to this, to Ida compared to Katrina, but it looks like in the next couple of weeks, there's a lot of vulnerable people who are going to die if they don't get food,
right,
fuel, clean water, and air conditioning.
Right, right. Yes, it's a big deal. It's hot. It's hot right here, right now. And without the AC to even run a fan, it's a problem, you know?
All right. I'm going to let you get back to everything you're doing.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks for taking the time. We'll share this everywhere we can. And again, for people, you know, this is not a plea for people to give money. This is for people who already want to give money and
right,
trust you. And I hope trust me
by
association, that there's an immediate need. This is not tax deductible. You're not going to get a plaque for this. This is just, there's a desperate need for cash down there and the things that cash can buy. And Josh has a truck and means and know-how. And so if you want to, you know, to funnel your money into like, there's no overhead, there's no administration, there's no marketing. This is just Josh out there helping as many people as he can.
And it's not just me. My entire family has mobilized as like a little platoon. And so I got a lot of help. But, you know, that's it. That's what we got. That's what we got. We right here in the middle of it trying to get things done. And we just one of many. There's a whole bunch of people down here doing the same type of things that we're doing.
Right. Right. All right. So we'll keep spreading the word. You know, be well.
Yes, sir.
You know, love to everybody, and we'll see what we can do out here to ease your burden.
Thank you, Howie.
All right, man. I'm going to turn off the recording.
All right, brother.
Again, this is not an appeal for funds. This is just if you already want to help out, you have some discretionary income that you want to send in a good direction. Josh is willing to do the work. He's going to keep the receipts. There will be an accounting, although not for a while, not for at least a few days while he really focuses on helping. But again, only if you know Josh, like him, trust him, should you do this. This is not any kind of a scheme, and we're not looking to funnel money away from any of the other organizations or charities that are going to come down and do good work. It's just the need is immediate, and Josh is a good soul, and I trust him completely. And if you do as well, this would be a blessed thing to do. Thanks for listening.